Chapter 8. North Point. American Major General Samuel Smith had wisely stationed lookouts along the Chesapeake, who gave regular reports and would send immediate notification if the British Armada was sighted. Every day, Major William Barney climbed the 149 steps of the steep spiral staircase to the top of the great wooden dome of the State House in Annapolis. He peered through his telescope and scanned the horizon. Day after day, his report read, "There is nothing in sight." But suddenly, on September 10th, white sails appeared. Noon, 6 or 7 sail below Plum Point. 1:30 p.m., 12 ships in sight. 4 p.m., 31 ships. They kept coming. By 8 p.m., he counted 50 total. The British were on the move. Throughout the day, Barney had been sending express riders directly to Sam Smith with the most up-to-date intelligence. Smith was fairly certain that a British land attack would begin at North Point, the tip of a peninsula formed where the Back and Patapsco Rivers met and flowed into the Chesapeake Bay. The location was 15 miles, 24.1 kilometers, by road to Baltimore, 16 kilometers by sea, and safely out of range of Fort McHenry's guns. Fortunately, a lookout had been posted at North Point for the past several years to track enemy ship movement. The Ridgely House, a brick building with a tall cupola, sat on the point overlooking the broad expanse of the Chesapeake. It was perfectly situated to allow the lookout to observe activity approaching Baltimore. On Sunday morning, September 11th, shortly after noon, a dreaded white flag appeared over the Ridgely House cupola, signaling that British ships were coming up the bay toward Baltimore. Lookouts on Federal Hill in the city were always watching. Federal Hill overlooked Baltimore Harbor and served as a flag signal station to notify the city's citizens of ship arrivals. Observing North Point's white flag, the lookouts went into action. 3 cannon booms pierced the tense air, disrupting worship services in progress across the city.